Righto, before we kick today's yarn up the freckle, just want to say a big thanks to all the legends that keep the lights on here at Alpha Blokes HQ. Better beer. Now look, we're heading into the fight camp. Things are happening. We're all moving. Heaps of fitness going on, but I still want to have a beer. So I'm going to have a few middies. If you want to get a few kegs off the tum, try the Better Beer middies out.
I'd like to thank CTC for keeping our domes out of the sun and looking good in the studio.
Bloody oath. SP Tools for making sure no matter what mischief we run into, we got the tool to get us out of trouble.
TikTok Nutrition for keeping us fueled for this upcoming fight and just daily battles, I guess.
And the true blue Aussie bookie Bluebet. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, etc. But our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and use the code ALPHABLOKES for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first, the boys are back in town.
Every man knows how scary it can get when you're going for a close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas.
Do you know what my favourite thing about it is, Cam?
What's that, mate?
Taking it into the shower and just ploughing it down the drain. Yep. I don't know if that's what you're supposed to do, but I love doing it. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants!
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Alpha Blokes Podcast.
Giving the everyday battler a voice and deleting head noise one laugh at a time, brother. Let's crack a better beer. Yep. Dog in a can, win in a tin.
See if we can clear up a bit of cloudiness.
Oh, a bit of fucking head noise here, champions. Cheers, brother. Both steaming in off fucking probably an hour, a couple of hours sleep each. Both worked night shift last night. But you fucking know what? We've rocked up. We've put the big boy pants on and we're here to spin yarns. And that's what we're doing.
So discipline.
That's right. Discipline, baby. Discipline. We show up no matter what. All right? So that's what you're getting out of us today. It's Big Queef Jackshit's birthday today.
It is.
How old are you, champion?
I'm double dozen, 24 today.
Fucking well done, brother.
The double dozen.
What'd you get for your birthday?
Katie made got like a really nice artwork done, like of a photo.
Yeah.
Because we've been hanging like a lot of shit up in the house. We've been there for like a year and haven't hung shit up.
Yep.
So we're getting all that done. I was talking to Cambodian before we're going jet skiing tomorrow. So Jesse got like all of us a new tube.
Nice.
Like a proper good one. So we're going to fist that tomorrow.
Yeah, nice.
Fuck yeah. That's good, bro.
Mm. So we fucking packed out there.
Yeah. Mm. I haven't really experienced an Australia in a Wagga yet, but it should be interesting.
Yep. No, oh, fucking beautiful. What? Speaking about that, what's your plans, Cambodian? What are you doing, brother?
I'm going to be un-Australian, I hope.
And just do your own thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'd say I'll be in the pool anyway.
Yeah, good stuff.
Having a few beers.
Yeah.
But
I think that's a given, isn't it? Having a few beers.
Might turn the social life off, but you never know us. If fucking
yeah.
See where it takes us.
I think I'm going for a game of golf with the young fella and the old man. As you'd imagine, it's busy as fuck, so we could get in at like 7 in the morning. But I think it'd be good to start the day nice and early. Fucking go for a hit of golf, and then I will literally be at my bar at home. And if someone wants to come have a beer, fucking come have a beer. That's what I'll be doing.
Yeah.
I reckon I'll set up a little water slide for the kids in the backyard.
Yep.
After I mow the fucking thing, because I couldn't last round and it's fucking jungle out there. So have to mow that. But yeah, after that, she should be a good day, I think, mate. Just fucking chill out.
Yeah, good day all around. And I think there's fuck all wind around, so everyone with a boat or a jet ski or
heading offshore.
A hovercraft.
And a bit of morale.
A bit of morale, they'll be on the water.
Yeah, good on them. How good's that, though, when, like, a good day is on a public holiday? Nothing worse. Like, I remember most Australia Days, honestly, through the years have been pissing down rain. Like, some of my best memories from Australia Day is just sooting rain.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah. I sort of like when they had the big week before the rain because you used to fill the dam up at home. So that's probably one of my best Australia Days I've ever had is just water skiing at your own joint.
Yeah,
and you can run amok and, yeah, you don't have to deal with anyone else besides your mates.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. We should say, too, we're recording this on Wednesday, so by the time it comes out, Australia Day would have happened. Hope everyone had a fucking ripper day.
Good time of the week, too, because everyone takes the Friday off.
Yes,
man.
Being 100%. The Thursday, take the Friday. There's your four-day weekend.
Steam
Let's go.
Into the weekend. I think I'll be at the – I think I'll be making an appearance at the fucking Calliope Rodeo to fucking – because it's walking distance from my house, so I'm just like, got to take those, bruh. So I'll go probably check that out on the Saturday. But
yeah. I'm umming and ahhing, but I'm a bit rodeoed out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've had a big – had a big fucking rodeo season, brother. See, I only got...
only two for the year and I'm fucking done.
That's just my vibe. Like, as in, if I could pick an area that I go to be in my sort of element, it's a rodeo scene. I just love having that sort of music, having bulls just getting ridden in the background, bumping into people on the piss. I don't know. That's just me. And then a bit of live music at the end.
I do like our local rodeo.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll see what happens, but I think we got something to go to, something we got to go to on Saturday, but anyway, that's a bit of admin for us, but another bit of admin, merch. Now, people have been absolutely fucking peppering us when's merch coming out. So, the next big merch drop and the last big one for a while is happening in a couple of weeks. We'll confirm dates with you, but it's a couple of weeks away. We're going to have fishing shirts, trucker caps, stubby coolers and stickers. So new design fishing shirts, obviously, new design stubby coolers, new design stickers and the trucker caps. It's our black normal trucker cap that I'm wearing in this episode. We might clip up, but you know the one that it sold out in about 4 minutes last time. And which was crazy because we didn't have fuck all numbers, but we've got way more than we had last time. We tripled what we had last time. But as you know, we're just going off what happened. Sold out in fucking 4 minutes. We've tripled the numbers. Fucks me how long they're going to take to sell out. But do you know what you can do? Set your alarm when we tell you and just fucking hook in.
And you know, pre-order. We're doing That's it right. all ourselves. So
exactly. Where we've got the stock, we're doing it ourselves. We're not going to say there's no errors at all. We'll try our very best. But what we're saying is it's not going to take fucking weeks to get to you. We'll get the orders, we'll pack them, and we'll fucking send them.
You know us. We run a tight ship, and we've got it back in our hands.
That's so right.
We're the captains.
We're not here to lick stamps, baby, or fuck spiders.
I'm the captain now. All right. It's all good.
So, it's Cambodians all good. Are captain, and it's all good. So that's what's happening. But, so don't miss out, guys. We'll fucking keep you updated the closer we get to it. But, yes, we're pretty fucking pumped. We love getting the merch out there. We love seeing people in the merch, and that's a way that you can directly support us. So we'd really appreciate everyone to jump onto that. But, boys, pretty much what this time of year symbolises for me is pretty much the end of the fuck around. You know what I mean? Like, I finished fucking around a while ago, but I think that coming into February is really like a righto. Whoever hasn't pulled their fucking finger out, it's time to pull your finger out. You know what I mean? It's time to get stuck into your work, whatever that might be. If it's your own business, if it's just fucking getting shit sorted around the house, pull your fucking big boy pants up and get some shit done.
Yes. It is, like March, April, May, it's sort of lock it in.
Yeah.
But people, they still don't get over the festive season. There's fucking that many people going, you want to do this? You want to do that?
Brother, there's...
Let's plan this.
What
Let's
about all the that? Blokes on the Johnny Howard surfing team who are just fucking on the Centrelink all year?
On the rock and roll.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But, no, I just think, you know, if you haven't already, it's a good fucking little kick up the ass to go, right, hey, let's go. Let's get some shit done, people.
Yeah.
You know, which is the mindset I'm in at the moment. Got some announcements to make in the next sort of, you know, month or so to do with us and some exciting times ahead this year for us. And I'm fucking pumped, man, to really just tear what we're doing in you, asshole.
Yep.
So
lights at the end of the tunnel.
Fucking oath. I can smell it, and I'm about to taste it. That's where we're at.
Right now.
This is like the first year since I've been 18, because I usually Christmas, New Year's, rest a bit, and then I'm just on another bender because birthday Australia Day.
Yeah.
But this is the first time like I've not drinking, all that sort of stuff, and it feels good.
Yeah, righto.
Rip in.
That's good. How is the non-drinking going for you?
It's good, man. Yep. It's just like I got over it because I've done it.
Grabbed out here. Yeah. Like protecting it. Like, that's good for you, buddy.
Proud of you.
Yeah. Mm. Rare commodity.
Good on you.
Nah, it's good. It's going well.
How long are you staying off it or?
So the goal is 3 months.
Yep.
Yep.
I'll be happy with two. I've nearly finished one.
Yeah, good on you. Nice. That's a good effort, man.
So we'll see how we go.
Great stuff. But anyway, how are we?
Good. How's your round?
Yeah. Oh, fuck me, bros. It was. I got a few things to whine about, actually, if you'll fucking let me. The bus being the one that's fresh in me fucking dome from this morning. So set the scene. I'm sitting there waiting for the bus this morning. It takes all the operators back from the fucking mine site, right? And there's about three of us that have to get on the bus. Now, there's enough room on this bus for everyone to have their own sort of two seats, you know, on the side, which is fucking good. You want your own two seats. Now, they all get off the bus and they leave their bags on it. And I'm like, righto, that's fair enough. You know, you'd leave it on the two seats. Get on there, bro. And there's just fucking shit on every single seat except the very back next to the shitter. And I'm just like, oh. So I went back there, parked up next to the fucking shitter, and I'm like, wow, here we go. I've got to try and get a couple hours sleep in before we record next to the shitter. Anyway, fucking, we start pulling off, right? And the three or four rows in front of me are empty. And I'm like, I propped up a bit and I said, oi, are these rows in front of me, no one's sitting there? And she goes, oh, yeah, we'll be laying there in a second. I said, well, that's a bit rude, isn't it? And just put me fucking earplugs back, like earphones back in. And it just makes me think, how fucking piss poor etiquette is that?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, that's just shit etiquette. Like, take your two seats, and if it so happens that someone across from you isn't fucking there, sweet. Because what happened to me was, some fucking Derek walked straight onto the bus and used the shitter. So, like...
Oh, like, that is not on.
He didn't shit, but I mean... He went in and pissed in it, and I'm thinking, really, cunt? You just went back to your room, and you have to come and piss, and he fucked up flushing it somehow, so there was a heap of water in it, and it was sloshing every fucking turn, so it kept me fucking awake, and I was just stewing, bro.
I would have been like, want to swap seats, mate?
So I'm just saying, whoever listens on that bus, next fucking week, I'm going to sit there, and whoever is put something across from them, I'm going to sit on it. As soon as we take off and say, fuck you, cunt, take your two seats. So that's my little gripe and why I'm a bit sassy at the moment.
You should block one of the little seats and then go do a big King Henry in the fucking back of the
third,
toilet.
And just sit up the front.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't even flush.
Yeah, so that was an absolute carry-on. That just comes down to etiquette, eh? Like, it's just fucking rude, bro. You don't block four seats when you've got a full bus. But anyway, a couple of other things while I'm on a fucking roll here. It was funny this morning, like, hash browns are the go in the morning. Like, out of camp, everyone's keen for hash browns.
Probably the only thing eatable.
So, yeah, and you look forward to them, you know. You roll in off night shift, you're like, ooh, is it going to be hash browns? So, anyway, it was like a running joke. And me and Aiden, shout out to him, one of the boys, we walked in there this morning, and it said hash browns up on the board. And I was just like, oh, yeah, fucking hash browns. And then grabbed a plate, and I thought he was right behind me. Went up there and I noticed it was wedges. Now, wedges are okay, but they're not hash browns. And anyway, I went, oh, fucking wedges. Thinking that he was next to me, it was some bird. He was back cooking toast. And I went, and I sort of looked around and she was looking at me like I was on drugs. And I was like, oh, fuck. I didn't even explain anything.
Nah.
I just But it was fucking funny. Like, proper turned around and carried on too. And I was like, oh, fuck, righto. Don't worry about it. But so that was pretty funny this morning. Ran into a couple of days of spitty bum while I was out there.
Yep.
Not ideal when you're operating machines for a few hours at a time, scared to fart.
Yep.
So, yeah, ran with a bit of spitty bum. Shout out to Camp Food.
That was my biggest battle out there was the shit food, and you run back to your room before you even went to work to go empty yourself, and then sit in a cab for 4 or 5 hour stints, and with shit gut health from that food, and you like need caffeine as well. She's a fucking dangerous combo,
mate. It's a fucking dangerous. It really trains your sphincter working out there.
Yeah,
I've had to hold on to some beauties in me day, and it was a pretty wild round for that. So that's pretty much it. Whinge wise out of work, dragged on a little bit. Like, I'm fucking getting very overworking night shift, so I'm glad that there's some light at the end of that tunnel.
Fucking hate night shift.
But, mate, a couple of things from me days off, though, before that, that I hadn't got the chance to fucking get to. Now, Subway. I'm a big fan of Subway. Love me Subway. I pound bacon on everything I get, right?
Yeah.
And now it's turned into that middle rasher sort of stuff. Like, it's pretty common bacon that's everywhere. I went in there and, yeah, can I get a steak, cheese, and bacon, whatever? She goes, we're out of bacon. And I said, okay. And in my head, I'm thinking, I know this is a fucking hectic suggestion. Go and fucking buy some.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like it has to be some different fucking weird bacon.
They probably, in those franchises, what's approved and shit
Yeah,
like that.
Oh, yeah, I know, but fucking hell.
It's not like it's a cafe.
It's not like it's, but it's not like it's the steak pieces that they get or it's the cheese that they get. It's middle rash of bacon that they use now. So it's like, go and fucking buy some bacon.
Mate, on their pay rate, simple. They wouldn't give a flying fuck.
No, they don't, and that's what I mean. Here's old son steaming in there to get his Subway, and they run out of what is the most common fucking meat on planet Earth. How?
There's plenty of pigs out there too.
Yeah, that's right. It's fucking everywhere. So, that was that. And fucking the movies, brother. How long since you boys have been to the movies?
Couldn't tell you.
I got a good whinge about movies, actually.
Yeah.
Last movie we saw at Gladstone was Thor, Love and Thunder.
Yeah, righto.
We went to, because you know how Dicey's is right next to it.
Yeah.
Went there, had dinner, and then went to the movies.
Yeah.
We walked in. During the ads, the audio was just like the jazz music they play before the ads.
Yeah.
So they didn't switch the audio on for the ads.
Oh, 20 minutes later.
The movie started, and it was still jazz music for about 7 minutes. You have all these neckbeards rising up because it's just Marvel fans, like, sort of in the middle fucking fuming. It's a night session. And they just, like, stormed out, and they got it fixed. And it was a shit movie in the end anyway. So.
Did they start it again?
Yes. Yeah, they did. Yeah. But still.
Bro, me and the missus went to see La La Crocodile with the young fella. Shit movie, by the way. Anyway, like, I didn't expect it to be awesome, but you know how some children's movies are good, like Finding Nemo and fucking, and like Ice Age and shit where you get some humor in there? Lyle had fuck all. But, mate, how much do you reckon it would be for me, the missus and the young fella, to get a movie ticket, a popcorn each, a frozen drink each, and a couple of packets of lollies?
$75.
75? What are you saying, Quinn?
It was a popcorn, what size? Small.
I got a big one and they got a little one each.
I'll go, 75, 82-ish.
100 and something.
Holy shit.
100 and fucking something dollars, man. When they said that, I just went, fucking hell. How are you supposed to? I'm about to have 4 kids.
Yeah. You need to take them sushi every day. That was about the only thing we could rave up today that was cheap. $55 for all of us.
Yeah,
on all a out of feed note. And out of drink.
That's
and
you right.
go, yeah, that's ridiculous. Note.
But, what? Yeah, that's crazy, eh? Because after that I went, maybe it's just me, but I asked everyone I knew, hit them with that same question. They all said about the $70, some said $80. No one said $100. That's just, it just blew me away. Like, $20 for an adult and $15 for a 3-year-old to see Lyle fucking Crocodile.
Yay.
So that's fucking what we ought all
that gives me head noise knowing I'll probably have to go see a shit movie with me kid.
And you got to pay that. It's crazy, eh? I'll be sneaking in snacks, brother. Next time, like, I wonder if are they trying to make up for that, the Weezer period where it just wasn't a thing? Or what's going on?
Or that is encouraging everyone to go get that Urella card for here in town and get the free movies.
Something like that. Fucking inflation, mate.
I'll tell you about losing money. Just up at the car wash before we had sushi today. And the coin machine, I put 2 50 cents in, nothing.
just stuck in there. Of course, I've gone, oh, I'll try another 50 cents. Nah. And I'm like, I'm not really going to call this number, wait for old mate to come from Tannen or something for $1.50. But I was just, it was, as my head was ticking along, because I had a few gold coins anyway, as I'm fucking cleaning my car, I'm going, I bet you these cunts half put a bit of paper or something in there and just claim a few bucks now and then. And then just come pull the bit of paper out or something like that and go, right, imagine how many dollars you'd actually make from just having that fuck up every couple of days.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, but that's the sort of shit that happens, mate, in the world.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it? But, yeah, that's my fucking big rant anyway. How are you boys going?
Yeah, good.
Pretty good? Well, yeah. Kicking along, brother?
Yeah. Obviously, I've just been bounced between nights and days, and then I think I'm back on nights and fucking... Yeah, yeah, it's a bit of early the show, but... Nah, yeah, good just stuff, busy, and no time to do much.
Queef, you fucking had a bit of an adventure, didn't you? Where'd you go to? Did you go to your poon?
Yes.
Poon.
Oh, this is like a similar yarn to Subway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, this is hilarious. So, first of all, do you guys get around GYG or Mexican or anything?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, we're a Zambrero's superior household. No Zambrero's here. So, whenever we go to your poon... Sombrero's beeline for that shit.
Is that on the main drag?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, around the corner. It's like pretty much on the corner. Anyway, Friday night, they're getting pumped, three blokes behind there, and they're doing pretty well. First thing that happens when we walk in there, you hear them run out, oh, we've got no cauliflower left, which is what Katie gets. So she's spewing.
Yeah.
Get there, ask for the two burritos. I think we got like the only non-stoned bloke serving us, which was good. He did really well. This one of his colleagues rocks up. He had two of the nachos absolutely like covered in the plastic cheese, melted already. And he looks our server dead in the eyes like, bro, is cheese vegan? And our server, like our bloke just went. And the mum who ordered the nachos just went off and walked out. He was like, that's fine. We can get served quicker. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. But the bloke was like,
bro, is cheese vegan?
Well, she must ask for what a... vegan fucking
burrito. Like a vegan option because they have vegan cheese
there. Yeah.
But he obviously probably his third shift or something, you know.
Yeah. She should fuck off anyway. I hope she paid as well.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, that's great. Now, Cam, mate, I've got something to tell you. I've got something to confess. I've been having dirty thoughts about this for ages. I've been putting them to the side, but it's just they've come up on me. My life's about to change. I'm about to be a father of four, and it's more about versatility than looks. And the Roccos are starting to get very slippery underfoot. They're starting
losing
to
get, the soul.
Yeah, they're losing the soul. They're like they're still holding together, but it's a safety hazard. Whenever something's wet, I'm near on my ass. So it's time. I'm going Crocs.
I thought you said I'm going to go get a normal pair of fucking shoes.
I fucking am. No, I'm gonna do it, brother. It's about time, you know. Like I said, father of four, don't care what people think about me, and I need something versatile. I'm biting the bullet, man, and I think every bloke will get there at some point in their life. I might be very premature with that. In saying that, not many blokes my age have four kids, so it's just... The process is fast forwarded. I don't know which color to get yet, but I'm at peace. I'm at peace.
Nice.
So,
you know what I thought the other day? I'm like, when would it be okay for me to wear like the old boy used to run those Colorados? You know, like the fucking the Roman sandals. Yeah, we've got a few mates that think they're fucking half all right, and they've been wearing them when out clubbing and shit.
Oh,
you
know, wow.
But I won't call them out. But
yeah.
But I was like, as a dad, I'm like, they'd be pretty comfy. They always look fucking comfy.
Well, see, this is the way I look at it. Like, I've only ever stayed away from Crocs is because I know I'll love them when I get them. And like, you know what I'm like. I've been wearing blue camo fucking Roccos for a year.
I reckon I'd rather run Roccos, those blue ones, than fucking Crocs.
Yeah, I know. But that's what I mean. But we're at different levels. Like, as in, I'm now ready to level up from blue camouflage Roccos. You know,
yeah, to fucking so to just, green rock to green.
Well,
fucking.
How about I let you pick the color of them, so you can at least when you're seen with me, you can at least
camo,
know.
So you don't fucking see them.
Oh, fucking hell, that'd be an absolute joke walking around on ankles.
Yeah, yeah. Gee, we should just play and put some shoes on.
Quinn, I think you got something to tell him too, don't you?
I'm joining the movement too, I reckon.
Oh, right.
If we get different colours and switch one foot. So we've got two different coloured shoes.
Even though Alpha Blokes is the carry-on, we are now the Beta Blokes.
Imagine when we like fly into Sydney or something as a duo, like as a trio, when we bring Quinn away.
Oh, I'd have to fucking strap him on for that. Yeah. I would love nothing more than a video of us peeling through the airport as we're already abusing every cunt because we hate airports.
In Crocs
and just pointing fingers.
Yeah. Just fucking pointing and shit.
Just stamp the passport. I've got fucking things to do.
Yeah, I've got things to do, baby. You see the back of this croc? I'm in four-wheel drive, motherfucker. Get out of my road.
Yeah, I'd definitely do it for like a carry on like that.
Yeah, but so anyway, I've had the thought probably three times and hidden it deep within. And it's just, the last time was too much and I've just accepted it. So I haven't bought them yet. I haven't had time, but this day is off. I'll be going and I'll involve you in the process and go, what do you reckon, mate? Like which colour and shit?
Are you going to frame those Roccos?
No, they'll be me backup for dry times. Like I just can't be risking. I've got four kids, mate. I can't be wearing them around in wet areas. I'll fucking fall back, belt me head, something, you know?
I'll retire them, mate. Put them in a frame here. So yeah. I get to see him for the rest of my life.
Hang him up, you reckon? Yeah, that might be a fashion statement.
Yeah,
up next
we can
to
put
George,
we put like years, like 2023 yeah. to whatever.
Be wild when I get to 2030. What I'll be rocking on my feet?
Oh, a little hovercraft, fucking.
Yeah, that's it.
Probably dildos.
But yeah, anyway, so that's what I had to get off my chest. I feel so good now after I got rid of that. Didn't know how you were going to react, you know. So. Yeah. It's good. It's good getting it off.
And have more than one beer on this episode.
Anyway, getting to a bit of UFC, mate. There's fucking heaps going on at the moment. I think one of the main things to talk about is Francis Ngannou not coming to terms with the UFC and getting released. Going off the MMA 24/7 thing on Facebook or Instagram, I think his problems were he wanted in-cage sponsors, health insurance, and fighter advocate representative for all UFC fighters, and apparently UFC just pretty much said we don't do business like that.
You'd think they'd do health insurance but do a cap or something, but obviously when your body's on the line that makes you money, your health insurance is probably a fair bit a year.
Oh, yeah, yeah, 100%. But
you think they'd give health insurance?
Yeah, man. Like, they're not crazy things to ask. That's like the boxers. They get their own sponsors that they can take in. They're fighting under that promotion, but so they're not allowed to have any sponsors on their pants or anything like that. I think that's a bit fucking, that's pretty shit.
UFC.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Like fucking, but anyway, like I reckon good on him for standing up for himself. And the next thing to go to is where we could be about to see a mixed fight between Ngannou and Fury.
Hopefully with Mike Tyson referee.
Yeah, like, and this is the statement that this has come from Fury. Says, you want to earn some big boy money, come see the Gypsy King and let's do a big, big fight for the baddest motherfucker on the planet. Let's kick it up spicy, in a cage, 4 ounce gloves under Queensbury rules, so boxing, and let's have a badass referee like Iron Mike Tyson. Did I just sell that to the world?
Yeah.
Fucking
that fires me up just listening to that.
Like, I honestly think the Gypsy King will be too elusive and stuff like that. But as if you're not getting keen for that. Just knowing the power Francis has.
That's right.
He bombs him with one with those little gloves, he's gone.
Yeah.
And fucking shout out to the Gypsy King for calling that on. Like, fucking what a legend, cunt. I just love that sort of shit. Like, that's exciting to me. Two bad motherfuckers who you wouldn't normally see, and you're about to see just a cross thing and watch them punch on.
Yeah.
All about it.
I completely agree with God, Joe Rogan, about that we've just missed out on one of the best fights at MMA in the history of MMA.
Yeah,
Jones and fucking Ngannou.
Yeah, me too. It is disappointing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That would have been...
Obviously, he's about the money and stuff like that, but I think if you're into fighting and love it that much, wouldn't you want to do that and prove yourself?
Like, even if he just fought a one-off fight. Like, if he just did a one-fight contract and said, right, I'll do this fight for the legacy, but after that, I'm fucking out if you don't come to these terms or something.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to, like, you got the skills, you trained that hard, you go, I want to prove myself, sort of lower John Jones a bit.
Yeah, I just think
John Jones will have him.
I think Ngannou just is happy with where he is and who he is and what he believes in. So I respect him massively for that. You know what I mean? He's probably like, I don't have anything to prove to any cunt.
Nah, definitely. You know? I think he's a bit like Islam, a bit scared.
Cambodian. Fucking calling Ngannou out.
I just want to see him fucking bang on with Jones.
Oh, me too. It would be good. But I don't think we're going to see it, unfortunately.
No.
But
what about Jones?
In saying that, Jones versus Gane.
Cyril Gane,
for the title. I think that'll be a fucking awesome fight.
I reckon if he gets the win over Cyril Gane, it'll be obviously be Stipe.
Mm.
And then that mad Russian that knocked Taito of us.
Oh,
was he Russian? I keep
He was Russian. That dude is a fucking wrecking ball.
And then I don't know after that if he somehow got through those three.
But that's three fights spaced out over a few months. Like, that's a fair period. That's a year and a half of fucking time, you know.
Do you reckon they'd go that way, though, if he gets it over Gane?
Yep.
Of Cyril Gane.
Stipe will fight him next. And then that fucking Russian, I don't think any cunt is stopping him.
I want to see Cyril Gane.
Oh, do you know who? Tom Aspinall, man. The Pom who fucked his knee in that fight. I rate him massively. Like, he was going really well, man, and then fucked his knee in that last fight he had. He's such a well-rounded heavyweight, that bloke. So I reckon when he comes back, man, he's going to really push the top levels as well.
Yeah.
Because you don't really see many blokes who are so, like, real well-rounded in that heavyweight division. Like, that Russian is just a fucking crazy cunt. And then you get, like, Jones, obviously, who is next. Like, he's the GOAT, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And Cyril Gane is technical as well. But other than them, you see those big bombers, really. Like, Ty. You know, he's just a weapon.
I been trying to watch, like, stuff on Jones, like, training and that. And they must be keeping it pretty, like, tight-lipped because all these heavyweights, like, who's he training with? Who's he sparring with? Like, what's he been doing over the last couple of
Henry,
years?
Henry Cejudo's been
training, but what heavyweights is he actually sparring with and stuff like that? Normally you see like a come up sort of YouTube or someone releases something that they've been training with.
Mm.
No, but that Henry, people rate him, holy, as a coach.
Mm.
What's his last name?
Cejudo.
Cejudo, yeah.
Well, don't quote me on that. I think it is. That's how it's spelt. But it's hard for me because I've only sort of come in as a real big fan over the last couple of years when he's been a bit dormant. So I can't really – I'm not a huge fan of him purely because I wasn't right into UFC when he was in when he was hooking in. But, plenty of people fucking rave him, bro, so.
And he parties.
Does he? Cejudo?
No. I mean, Jones, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, Jones.
Back to Jones.
Yeah, Jones. Jones parties.
Yeah. So I want to know what he's got older. He's probably been partying.
Mm. I think what I think Rogan said as well is it's good to see Jones naturally put on that weight to move up to heavyweight. Like you see people.
Yeah, he didn't just straight 225.
That's right. So I think he slowly built his frame and body up to be in that weight division, which is a smart way to do it.
How much does it shit you talking pounds and kilos?
Shits me.
Because like one of me Posse Track, that it's a Manitou brand. Mm. And then you go look specs and stuff like that, and they'll go, 75 pounds.
Yeah, it should just be kilos. Fuck pounds off.
And I think I almost know. You reckon you have a quick Google? What's 225 pounds? Is that about like 105 or something? Kilos? Or
yeah, pretty close. 102.05.
102. Yeah, because is this Jones's first heavyweight fight?
Yeah.
It was light heavyweight.
He was light heavyweight.
So that's another factor to tie into it as well.
I wonder if Jones wins the heavyweight title and then tries to go down and dominate
on double champ.
Yeah. I wonder if he does that. Or he probably built it up so long to be heavyweight that he's like, nah, fuck that.
I reckon he's pretty much returned because he wanted to fight Francis, but...
Yeah. Maybe, man. But Jamal Hill won the title against Glover.
On heavyweight. Sunday just gone.
Fuck, he made a mess of poor old Glover, man. He retired as well. Shogun Rua is retired too, legend of the sport.
Yep.
An exciting card coming up is Edwards versus Usman 3, and on the same card, Justin Gaethje and Rafael Fiziev, or sorry if I pronounce his last name. But that'll be a fucking great fight, that Rafael versus fucking Gaethje, man.
Yeah.
Both those two are exciting as fuck fighters.
What's that, 285?
286.
286,
on March 18.
Oh, yeah, Jones is 284, isn't it?
285. I think it's the one before that. Yeah, so
we're going to 283.
Yeah, fucking oath we are. That's a couple that of weeks closing away, in. And we are fucking pumped for that. That's going to be unreal. Little bit of boxing. So Tank versus Garcia is on April 15th. That'll be fucking. That'll be a good one. You know, people have been wanting to see those two fight for a while. And Zoo is fighting. I think it's Harrison. He's fighting with. I'm pretty sure. In Australia.
Yep.
So because of fucking Charlo pulled out due to injury, so they've rescheduled a fight for him back in Australia. And I'm pretty sure the bloke he's fighting is the only one to ever beat Charlo. So, you know, it's a good test for Zoo.
When were they going to hold that?
I don't know. Probably on Zoo Castle, I'd say, you know, back down in Newcastle where Zoo's fucking sort of whole thing's based, but who knows?
Yep.
Not really sure, to be honest. But, got a couple of fucking clips here. So I mentioned at the start of the show about it's time to get into the grind. The festive season's over. Whatever you're doing, it's time to fucking rip in. And here's a couple of quotes that got me fired up to fucking get stuck into it. So this first one's from fucking Ben Lionel Scott on Instagram, and it's Jordan Peterson talking.
You should be afraid of taking risks and pursuing something meaningful. But you should be more afraid of staying where you are if it's making you miserable. The clock is ticking. And if you're miserable now and you change nothing, in 5 years, you'll be much more miserable and you'll be a lot older.
I think that's just such a simple fucking quote, eh, that?
Yeah.
To just fucking give something a go. You know, if you're miserable and you don't do anything about it and don't change it, then fucking it's pretty safe to say you're going to be in the same mindset, if not worse, in 3 years' time.
And you'll be pretty quick to be jealous of someone else and stuff like that where you could be changed. You see that a bit where people are just fucking, they're shitty and they want to bag out on people on the internet and stuff like that because they know they should be doing something, but they're just stuck in their old ways.
Yeah, that's right, man. Exactly.
Can't live in the past either.
No, that's right. That's exactly right. So fucking, if you're thinking about doing something and you're not, just because there's a little bit of risk there, fucking, I recommend you give it a crack. You know, and like we said at the start, you're coming into this period where it's time to fucking start hooking in. You know, you're past that party zone, ready to fucking get serious with yourself. So, yeah, give something a crack. And this one goes fucking perfectly with that from Winner Era on Instagram, and it's fucking Matthew McConaughey.
Don't half-ass it. Don't half-ass it. Boy, that never goes out of style, does it? I mean, think about it. If you're going to do something, if you've chosen to do something, whatever it is, easy, hard, if you give it your all and you don't half-ass it, win, lose, draw, get what you want, don't get what you want, whatever the outcome is, if you don't half-ass it, at least you're not going to have to wonder, oh, would the outcome have been different? What if I did give it my all?
Yeah, that's one of those ones where it's like you don't want to be an old fart sitting there regretting not giving something a fucking crack properly, eh?
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Know, like we said before, give something a go, but don't just fucking give it a go and, you know, like you said, don't half-ass it so you're fucking sitting there and it doesn't really go that well and then you just give up. If you had to fucking give it a red-hot crack and did it over a certain amount of time, like even if you set yourself a goal of saying, even if I get no results, I'm going to hook in for, say, 3 months and just see where I am at the end of it, eh?
I reckon a good thing I've been doing is just ticking over something, like achieving something every day. And if that's just two or three things, if that's just an email or if that's just a YouTube clip to find out something or learn something to keep, like, pursuing your goals.
Yeah.
And then there's those little things rolling over in your head, I've done that. Because that's when it starts bottling up, I think. You go, oh, I did fuck all today, I was hungover.
Yeah.
At least just tick away.
Yeah. But that, I think that like that quote comes from, I remember watching a clip with him and apparently he was doing something like, I can't remember if it was law school or something pretty serious. And he rang his old man who was always pushing him to strive for the best in that. And he said he was real nervous about ringing his old man and all this stuff. And he said to him, Dad, I'm not going to do law school anymore. I want to do film school. And he was expecting him to be like, oh, fucking, like, are you serious, rah-rah? And he reckons that's what he said to him. All right, don't half-ass it.
Yeah.
And then he reckons that stuck with him forever. He's like, sweet. And I reckon that's a fucking great call.
Have you listened to his audio book?
No, I haven't. But he's got one of those voices, though, that I could fucking listen to. Oh, mate.
Was it Red Light, Green Lights, I think it's called?
Is it? Can you Google that, Quinn?
It's just that's green.
Was it just green lights? I'll
double check.
Righto.
I was thinking of the song. Red Light. Green Light.
Drinking song of note.
Yeah, Green Lights.
Green Lights. All right. Well, I might have to check it out. I've got a bit of time on my hands, so I never will.
Yeah. Oh, if you're out on your round in the dozer.
In the dozer, yeah, for sure. No, I'll have to check it out. Now, mate, the Alpha Blokes carry-on group has produced some absolute fucking gold here, and I've been so excited to share it with you. So, oh, mate, Shitstero Aquatera. Now, I could share his name because obviously his mother didn't call him Shitstero. I think it might be a burner account. Account for obvious reasons, but he put up a post and said, righto alphas, I don't normally stoop this low, but give us some ways of really annoying the neighbours. I've had a cunt of a thing by next door who thinks she's above us all. She's pissed off the neighbours on all three sides, so it's now time to start fucking with her mind. And mate, some of the comments in this thing were just unreal, so I'll share some of my favourites. Make sure she doesn't have cameras, and if she puts the bins out the night before pickup, take it back in so they don't get emptied. What a simple one that is, eh? The next one, freeze Roundup into ice cubes and throw a handful out every few days. Watch the dead rings appear and wonder what's wrong with the lawn. Remove the exhaust from your mower. Fill a tank of fuel, start it up at 7 a.m. where she can't see it and go out for the day. Tell your good neighbours what's going on so they can go out as well. Freeze piss in a saucer, then slide the frozen piss under a front door and it'll melt inside the house. Tie sinkers to toads and chuck them on the roof. And then a simple yet effective one at the end here. Turn off all her outside tap handles super tight. Takes five seconds. Imagine that, just ripping them on tight.
Ripping them on. Oh.
I've got a beauty here with fucking with the neighbours. So I'm not going to say the name. All I'm going to say is this neighbour was the biggest cockhead of all time. And he lived on a main street with no front fence, right?
I think you named him back in the day, didn't you?
No, this is a different bloke. But So anyway, this bloke, he lived on the thing, real wanker neighbor. Now, the bloke I'm talking about, he grew a nice big fucking hooter plant. Now, the hooter plant managed to have a heap of seeds on it, right?
So he had like caller.
Fucking hell. Answer it, so, mate. We'll have a chat.
So
I'm on do not disturb. Shouldn't be doing that.
Sorry. So he had a jar full of seeds, like this real seedy hooter plant. Now, old mate was being a real cock. So over the space of a few weeks, every day, he grabbed a handful of hooter seeds and threw them over the fence in his lawn and then went for a walk past to the shops and sprinkled them in his front garden. So over the space of the next month or so, there was juvenile marijuana plants just popping up all through this bloke's garden. Living straight along the road. So, I thought that was pretty funny.
He'd probably fence the area off and got a good crop there now.
Yeah, that's right. But no, I thought that was a pretty funny
Is it
one.
Legal in Australia yet to be able to grow a plant? Your own personal plant?
Canberra,
or something?
I think.
Canberra, yeah.
Let me have a look.
Yeah, have a bit of a Google at that. I know it's, it's definitely coming along. Like, it's so much easier now to get medicinal marijuana. Like, you can book in for a doctor's consultant and fucking, you know, fair few companies to...
I don't really, like, obviously it was a big thing years ago and that, but fucking, I don't really know too many, probably a handful that would just, like, not even a handful, that would be, like, stuck into it, like, a few days a week.
Well, see, that's what people don't realise is, you know how people have a beer after work, or they get home from night shift? Some people do that with weed.
Yeah.
They'll have a, bit of a pipe.
That's their
nightcap. Or a fucking scoob or whatever, and that's their beer. Like, that's their little thing to release the stress after a big day.
Yeah.
And it's like, just because someone smokes weed doesn't mean they're a fucking bong head. It just means they might prefer doing that than having fucking beer, you know, or rum or a fucking
bourbon. I guess in this town, it's just too hard with all our industry with drug testing and stuff like that. So it's probably more popular, obviously, down south and different trades and stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're aged 18 and over in the ACT, you can now possess up to 50 grams of dried cannabis or up to 150 of fresh cannabis. You can grow up to 2 cannabis plants per person with a maximum of 4 plants per household.
How big can the plant get?
Doesn't say. I can have another look.
But. Yeah, right.
You think you'd just go buy a bit of property in fucking Canberra?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you only have 4 plants, I guess.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I think it's heading the fucking right way, though, to be honest. But, mate, another funny thing that I bumped into online. Did you see that Conor McGregor pictured with another guy on a yacht? Did you see that on the internet?
I think he
would have just been fucking on a yacht with some bloke and they both were in the old boardies or whatever, and he must have been leaning over him to get something. But, of course, the media have taken a photo and it's there with a bloke. So I haven't got some of these comments, cunt. So, first bloke, guess he's been working on his ground and pound. Getting rid of ring rust. He's used to get beaten around the ring. And no wonder he wanted to get into boxing. Loves a bit of jabbing around the ring. But whenever I see that, I just nearly break my neck going to the comments because, like, that getting rid of his...
famous, eh? Anything.
Yeah, anything. That's right. Anything you do, you just get a photo of, and it can be taken out of context, it can be fucking whatever. But I think my favourite out of those comments is definitely getting rid of his ring rust.
Yeah, ring rust. I think that's a winner for me too.
Yeah, so that was pretty good there. Now, this yarn. This absolutely fucking stumped me. And I've been that keen to fucking tell you about it. So Ben sent this in. And he said, "Hey, fellas, love what you're doing. Just wanted to bring up a discussion about the most fuck things people have done while having a wank." Now, he said, "When me and a couple of mates were younger, we went to the local sports shop for our footy shorts, etc., and become regulars and formed a bit of a friendship with our mate that owned the shop. After a few yarns about rooting and jerking off, he proceeded to tell us he sits in the bath with just enough water so his one-eyed wobby gong would just be poking out, and then he puts a blowfly that he'd previously caught and ripped off its wings so it would doggy paddle around the eye of his flange while he'd be stroking his pecker under the water."
Holy fuck, mate. He's got a bit on there.
Bro, let's decipher that. Like, so old mate fills the bathtub up.
Is that bestiality?
Well, I don't know. Is it? Like, he's not penetrating said fly, but he's definitely using it to, like, a vibrator.
Well, why wouldn't you just fucking sit a vibrator on top of your knob or something?
Oh, he might not have the money.
They're fucking pretty cheap.
Yeah, but I mean, flies are cheaper. Like, I'm just trying to see where he's coming from.
To go catch a blowfly, knock the wings off and put on me cock, that's going to take a bit of time, too.
But I mean, I thought the wings is what made it, like... You know what I mean?
It might be the legs acupuncturing the fucking knob.
So, like, picture a bloke, he's propped up with his knob just out of the water and he gets a fly paddling around his Jap's eye. What? Imagine telling someone else that as well. Like, how do you reckon he first did that? You reckon he was looking at a fly in the water going, zzz, and just went, "That'd feel right around me knob," or... You reckon he was in the bath and it landed? Or?
I reckon he's never found Manscaped and he's had stinky fucking dick and balls and he's had flies around and it felt good for him.
Yeah, righto. So pretty much go see Manscaped.
Yeah, Manscaped. Alpha blokes. All one word.
Yeah. Yeah. But how's that, bro? Have you heard any like...
Imagine a female ever finding out that you'd done that or vice versa.
Oh.
No one would go near you, surely.
No way. Not a blowfly in the bath around your knob. No way.
Imagine if someone walked in on you.
Oh, well, I suppose it wouldn't be an obvious thing. You could just quickly dunk the fly. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you're balls deep in a dog or anything. Like, that, you couldn't really hide that. But a fly in the bath, you could probably, you'd probably get away with that.
Fly's eyes.
But he's told someone about it. Like, that must have been eating him up inside to be like, oh, boys, by the way, I fucking just, you know, I got this blowfly at home that I've ripped the wings off. He just dances around me knob in the bath. Just,
there's probably a lot worse out there, as we've
seen. Well, hey, if you've ever heard anything worse than that, reach out. We'd love to hear if there's something worse than the fly guy.
Or there would be.
The fly guy.
Yeah, shout out to the fly guy. That's fucking, that's a fucking loose yarn, man. When I read that, I just thought that can't be made up, because how do you come
it's
to
too
make
random.
That? No, that's right. It's too rare. You don't make that up. I still reckon the wings thing doesn't make sense, because that's what would make it go. Like, without the wings, it'd just be paddling.
Yeah, fuck, that's a bit different.
Gets off on, unless he's like a, what's those people that enjoy watching things in pain and shit? Is it a sadist or a masochist or whatever?
Fuckwit.
No, but like, as in, maybe it's watching the fly slowly drown and getting off to it like a sick fuck.
Oh. Reach out.
Yeah, reach out. Yeah. Hey, Quinn actually sent this through and goes, oi, brah, check this out. On the days off. It's called the 2021 Centrelink Cup. So, you know, you've heard a few things here and there about the blokes doing, like, the horse race calling and shit.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
Bro, have a go at this. This is fucking great.
This was unreal.
What was his?
This is from Rab's Comedy on YouTube. Reach out, brother, if this is you.
Yeah, so I want to give him a big shout out, because we're going to play his thing.
Coy might have sent it through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He might have. But, yeah, so shout out to this legend. But have a go at this. It's fucking well done. Bit of thoughts gone into this, bud.
Yes, welcome back here, ladies and gentlemen, to the picturesque Maury Centrelink office here for the running of the 2021 Centrelink Cup. Now, just as these runners are going out to the barrier, I'd like to spend a special shout-out to our naming rights sponsor today, Devon & Sauce. Our associate sponsor today is also the White Sauce Packet. I'll just have to save up to get a silver side to go with it. As runners go around to the line here... In Australia, my voice identifier, me goes up. Gets a line of the pension card to get a free trip to Sydney. Goes in EBT card. Now, 1 hour and 57 minutes on hold to talk to some white Jesus. Goes up. Payment suspended. Please contact your job network provider. Still a fair few more runners to go up here. Now, I'll work for cash to stay on the full rock and roll. Goes in. Pretending to look for jobs for 17 years. Goes up. Pension for being on ice. Now, my money better be in for by 12 o'clock or I'm going to hurt some. Then he goes up. Now, straight to the servo and get a packet of tailor-mades and three iced coffees goes in. Interesting runner here is I broke up with me man on the off week and now I'm kissing him up with a key card goes up. Now, a smallie, three big bots, half a half, a quarter, and three oxys goes in. I'll be broke till next Friday. Now, the dumb security guard at the front just asked me if I've been overseas. The farthest I've ever been is the Western Plains Zoo. Dubbo goes up. Now, we just got one to complete the line. It's young James Cookie Crichton from Moree. Now, young James is one of the best cotton chippers I've ever seen. He's got an incredibly keen eye for an Agoura burr. He's also very well-trained at spotting the flea vein. And in one foul swoop with the hoe, he can knock the root straight out. He's a very good worker, young James. But make sure, as I always say, that you report your earnings to Centrelink. You don't want to mess up your job seeker payment, young nephew. Now, the green light on. Racing in the 2021 Centrelink Cup, and I'll work for cash so I still get the full rock and roll fast into stride. Going up with it on pace now is pretending to look for jobs for 17 years. Pension for being on ice. My money wanna be. Click over by 12 or I'm gonna hurt some nanny. Now, straight to the servo to get a packet of tailor-mades and three iced coffees. Tony Abbott can't even house people. Getting back to midfield in Australia, my voice identifies me. Guess I'll have the pension card. So I can get the free trip to Sydney. Now, EBT card getting back in the field is 1 hour and 57 minutes on hold just to talk to some white Jesus. Your payment suspended. Please contact your job network provider. Getting back in the field is three big bots, a smallie, half a half, a quarter, and three oxys. I'll be broke till next Friday. And the dumb security guard asks if I've been overseas as far as I go to the Western Plains Zoo as they come around the turn. Plenty with a chance. EB key card learning up. Now, 1 hour and 57 minutes on hold. Talk to some white Jesus. Payment suspended. Please contact your job network provider. Pretending to look for work for 17 years. Pension for being on ice. Plenty with a chance. I'll work for cash for being on rock and roll. And over the top of him is Tony Abbott, the cocksucker. He can't even fucking house people. It's Tony Abbott. He can't even house people, wins it. Now, broke up with me man on the off week. Now, kiss him up. The key card runs second. Now, Smalley, three big bots, a quarter, half, half, and three oxys, and I'll be broke till next Friday. He runs fourth. Further back in the field is EBT card, pretending to look for work for 17 years. The security guard thought I was going overseas, but as far as it goes, the Western Plains Zoo. In Australia, my voice identifies me, and as per usual, he gives a fuck about the rest. What a run. Now, Tony Abbott, he can't even house people. He come over the top, and mate, he's too good. Now, a big...
Prime, that's mate. Fucking... Yeah, that's talent,
that's a lot.
Mate.
That's a lot. There must be a shorter version on a reel.
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
They just went in the... I think before they got in the gates or something like that.
Yeah,
just
maybe.
Off the race.
But that's talent, eh?
Yeah.
Like, just fucking... That is really hard. That would be very hard to do. And to make it fluent like that, you know? And all...
You'd have to write down everything, see which one would work.
Yeah.
Like, in a row. Yeah, that's...
That's right. Fucking shout out to him. That's I love that sort of shit. That's fucking awesome. So go follow his channel. Fucking I'll check out his other stuff. Got hit with one nickname before we get to a couple of carry-ons to round off today.
Yeah.
So Aisha messaged in, and it was just like a picture of someone writing this on Instagram, but someone goes, my boss calls a bloke at work Daisy. And I'm like, why the fuck do you call him Daisy? And he goes, because some Daisy's here and some Daisy's not. I've actually got four fucking rip snorted jokes to hit you cunts with at the end, but I reckon we go to a few carry-ons, eh? Round her off, and I'll hit you with the jokes after.
Yeah, I think I've got one, maybe.
Yeah, nice. They're getting treated today, aren't they?
Rip in.
You going to use all four?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Sam, Tommy, just wanted to thank you, fellas, for this podcast you guys have been putting together. Only started listening a couple of months ago. Love your Wednesday Wobblies in particular. Especially, you know, when you've got a bit of head noise going on and, you know, you just need a bit of a pick-me-up. There's nothing like a good laugh to get you out of that space, and always does it for me. Whenever I'm having a bit of a shit day, I'm driving home from work or even at work, just go, fuck, I need something to pick me up a bit. Throw on your potty always makes me happier. So a first time dad, I've got two kids now, 5 months old, driving around in the car at the moment, trying to put him to sleep. 6 o'clock in the morning, he's been up since 3. And he's having a bit of a kip now, which is good, give the wife a break. She's been battling with him for the last couple of days. And about time, dad's stepped up and took a bit of responsibility for the kids too, give their wives a break. I understand a lot of fellas, you know, work tough, put food on the table, that sort of stuff, but full-time job being a mum too. Anyway, just wanted to shout out to all the dads out there. Heard the fella, first-time dad, good work.
Cheers, mate. That's fucking means a lot, and I'm glad that when you're going through those things, we can fucking lighten the load a little bit for you and just fucking give you a bit of a smile because, like you said, sometimes it can be fucking tough. Like you were saying, Cam, like, you know, finished night shift and you got bub for a while and... But like he also said, mum doesn't get a break at all. Well,
that's
sometimes
right.
They got to go to work. So that's why I reckon it's just so important to work together as a team when you're a mum and dad combo.
Yeah.
And some people aren't lucky enough to have that with them. So if you're still together with your missus and you got a kid, fucking work together, you know.
I'm definitely guilty of it. I reckon I can happily admit I'm probably putting in 40%. I could be putting in another 60%.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, definitely fucking slacking in that department in some aspects.
Mm. Well, it's hard. It's hard finding. It's all about the balance, bro.
That's right.
Like we've talked about the balance thing before, and we've been so hell bent on what we're doing at the moment, and things are about to get better for us to be able to fully focus on this 100% of our time, which is then when those sacrifices that we've made for it to our family, for getting our career getting going, that's when you can make some of that time up.
That's right.
And it's just important for us to do that because I reckon that's where a lot of things go. People go, oh, yeah, soon I'll be home. I think it's just for us, we need to make sure that we are.
That's right. You got to get away from that stigma of fucking just working the whole fucking time.
Yeah, well,
like that Jordan Pearson said, that 4 years thing.
Fucking, that's exactly what I was about to say.
So when you're five, see you later.
Yeah, but you know, like that 1 to 4 is the only time that you ever get just with them before they start the school, yep. And then they're into the system.
That's really been playing in my head lately. So yeah.
No, for sure.
Matt, I told you to stop kissing me. I'm on the fucking phone. Wait. Bugler here from the southern side of the border, the blue country, the better side. Oh. But you're talking about how long you leave your drink for the oars, your mate's fridge or whatever. Down here, it's a common rule, 24 hours. They go in there 9 o'clock at night, they're yours 9 o'clock the next.
Yep. Right.
Even though they leave and they come back fucking the next night to get on the pitch, if they're there after 9 o'clock, they're fucking your beard. That's the way I see it. I thought that was the way everyone's seen it. Views are a bit fucking odd up there, I give it that, but, yeah, play on.
Yeah, I could live with that.
I could live with that.
Yeah. I'm not hell-bent on the rule. I just know me personally, if I leave that night and I leave beers in my mate's fridge, I don't go and get them. That's just me. But I could understand if someone come back fresh the next day, I suppose. And I think if we all run off that rule moving forward, the 24-hour rule from when they hit the fridge,
yep.
I think that way we're all on the same page.
Yeah. If you're coming back for 2 or 3 beers, but
yeah,
you're going to get laughed at.
Yeah. You get the shit absolutely but taken out.
Bottle of rum like we spoke on before. Yeah, yeah. Fucking oaf it. Come get your bottle of rum.
But I like that. I might even take that on moving forward. 24 hours from when they hit the shelf. Copy.
Very good.
Yeah. Tommy, Cam, how are you?
Good, bro.
I'm just listening to the fucking Wednesday Wobbly podcast and... we're talking about truck drivers and how you get up into the big rigs and that. This is just how it is from my perspective and how I started. I went and got my HR license, which you can do straight off your car license, which some of the older truckies don't agree with. But I actually found it pretty hard to get a job, obviously because they don't want to give you gathered no experience, obviously because they don't want to put you in their equipment. When you got no experience and insurance reasons and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
I just happened to show a bloke that, I was keen, I was hardworking, went down to his office 4 or 5 days in a row and just said, look, I'm keen, I'll give it a go, I'll do whatever you want me to do. So I actually started, like, for a transport company that does general freight, and I started sorting out parcels and whatnot, and then moved up to forklift driving, and then I moved into vans, like out delivering parcels, and then I just slowly worked my way up, went medium rigid, then to a heavy rigid, and then went to a prime mover and a single trailer, and did that for a while, and now I'm driving B doubles, but that's taken me about 4.5 years to do. You just got to start from the bottom and work your way up, but you also got to find or show someone that, you know, you're willing to have a go. Thanks, boys.
Beautiful. That's fucking perfect. And
a trade there.
And, mate, I think that is such a great message for young people out there, right, who just expect to, I've got my license, I'm driving a truck. It's exactly the yarn I've told a couple of times now about when we got out of our apprenticeship and I had to start as a TA to get some trust, to get some experience and got on as a fitter. It's the same sort of thing, like, oh, mate, had his license, but to gain some trust off someone willing to give him a go, he started packing boxes on a forklift. You know, people have got to realise that the way the world is, you can't just fucking expect the best job straight off the bat. So expect to do some shit, show a good attitude, fucking have a crack, and if someone shows it, you still do need that person to give you a go, but when they do, fucking have a go.
I like that because it's a bit like a bit of an apprenticeship because now he'll have the respect. He is the truck driver now on the big gear and he'll have the respect for the forklift driver.
Yep.
Fucking that might be a trainee or something like that.
The boxes?
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. No, I agree, man. That was good.
Because you're just straight up in the big rigs, rock up to a freight company, where the fuck's me shit?
Yeah, that's like you could imagine probably like the son of the owner and that would get that a lot. And all the other drivers would be going, here you go, discount.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Yeah, no, thanks, mate. That was good. I suppose that was like we're asking how it sort of works. I think that would how it would work. Fuck, I'm fucked that up, didn't I? Jesus. But like that's how it would work for someone who isn't, you know, raised with a silver spoon, I think is the word for it.
Yeah.
Before I keep fucking up, move on.
One more here.
Copy.
Cam, Tommy, Queefy, you big man stud. Boys, I had a bit of a fucking mishap this morning. I've been on a 21-day fitness fucking challenge. Anyway, I've had to had to send in my progress photos. So there's only three, you know, one over 7 days and stuff like that. Well, I've decided not to do it as in send pictures. I thought I could get pretty fucking clever here and I can swipe down, screen record, file across and get the three photos in one and they can put it on their Instagram page. Because, you know, I'm up with technology and all this shit. Problem being is, not too long earlier, I was actually watching some porn, giving myself a sort out with fucking headphones in. So I'm sitting there, I've flicked out of Safari, I've gone to the me photos, I've got me three photos, I've hit screen record, I've squished across, picked up the three photos, then I couldn't work out how to stop the screen record, but I worked it out, it was about 15 seconds and I pressed it off and I just sent it through to the lady who's in charge of the, you know, the program and all that sort of shit. They have loaded it onto their Instagram without fucking volume up. And apparently, nearly 40,000 people have seen three photos of Buster on their Instagram page to the noise of this young bird getting absolutely pumped in the background. Yeah. I'd had Safari open in the background without knowing, and it's actually the screen record picks up everything on your phone that's open. So, yeah, the photos are cool, but they got the noise of this. And fuck me, wow. I'm in strife. They thought I've done it on purpose. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen, but fuck me, I'm in trouble. I've just copped an absolute spray. Oh. Anyway, fuck them. Buster out.
Buster, you fucking legend. That's turning head noise into a positive, isn't it? Like, that's such a fuck up, but how funny is that?
So, look at this rig. They're already moaning for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. I'd love to hear the. I'd love for him to send through.
I'd love to have a chat with admin. So, what's wrong?
I'd love for him to send through the clip so we can hear what was behind it.
Yeah.
He sent it to me. So, it actually happened.
Yeah. So, can we play the...
No, we can't. Right. Probably can't play it, but it's a legit thing. It happened to him. He sent that through this morning.
Yeah, wow, so. That's fucking awesome. Shout out to the big man. That's fucking hilarious.
Champion.
Oh, beautiful. Right, hey, well, have you got fucking...
You start her off, mate.
Right, now, like I said, I got four here that I've built up, and I should save them for every episode, but I'm too excited, so I'm just going to tell you them all.
Right.
All right, first one. Why are chickens so funny?
Because, yes.
That's one. Now, Rome sent this one through. He said, I've got a joke for you from England. So two grains of sand are in the desert having a chat. One says to the other, it's busy here, isn't it?
It's cold.
Yeah. Although that was a fucking good one. Damo, what do you call a lesbian with fat fingers? Well hung.
Well hung. Yeah.
And the last one, Thai girls are like a box of chocolates. You never know which ones have nuts.
Yeah. That was a beauty.
Yeah, so that's me for today. And I was pretty chuffed with it. I think the sand just drilled me when I fucking read that. So simple. But yeah. What do you boys got?
What do you call a fat psychic? A fortune teller.
What a fucking ripaway to end today's show, ladies and gentlemen. Keep an eye out for the merch over the next couple of weeks. Thanks for all your ongoing support. Fucking stay out of each other. And yeah.
Hope you've had a good Australia Day.
Yeah, fucking oath.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.